Brothers and sisters, we know why we come here and stand shoulder to shoulder with the Palestinians. Let us make sure that the whole world knows the great injustice that is taking place. Let us be the ambassadors of those oppressed Palestinians every day of the week, every day of the year. Without any delay, I would like to ask Hujjat al-Islam Haji Agha Bahmanpour to come forward. Salawat.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah Ghasim al-Jabbarin. Mubir al-Zalimin. Mudrik al-Haribin. Brothers and sisters, may God thank all of you for joining this march, which is for the cause of justice and peace. I have to make a mention of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. On this occasion, who declared the last Friday of Ramadan as Yawm al-Quds, the day for restoring peace and justice to Palestine. Why do I call Yawm al-Quds a day and a march for peace? Because after the Second World War, the most outstanding element for the destabilization of the world has been the state of Israel, who has occupied Palestine. If you see terrorism today in the world, as you define it, if you see hatred going on everywhere in the world, it is because of the state of Israel. A few days back, the Foreign Minister Jack Straw, while visiting the devastating scenes of the British Consulate and the HSBC Bank in Istanbul, mentioned that he did not know what is the cause for all this hatred. Now I tell him, the cause for all this hatred is because you have created an illegitimate state in the heartland of Muslims, and you have backed it, supported it by all kinds of violence, terrorism, and all kinds of outrageous injustice. And this is where we are now, a world full of hatred, hatred of Muslims for the West, hatred of Westerners for Muslims. This is all because of the state of Israel. Eliminate Israel, eliminate hatred, eliminate Israel, eliminate injustice. Nowhere in the world now, people, whether Muslims or Christians or Jews, would have justice, peace and tranquility. Even the Jews living in all parts of the world, they are targets of hatred because of the state of Israel. So why should we back, why should Western states back the state of Israel, taking the whole world hostage of this little Zionist state which is doomed to elimination? I tell you on behalf of the organizers, and I would like my voice to reach everyone, that eliminate Israel, eliminate injustice, eliminate terrorism, eliminate fear in the world, and this is the only way you could fight terrorism. If the Twin Towers are hit in the United States, if Western targets are hit anywhere in the world, it is because of the hatred you yourself had built during these decades of supporting Israel among Muslims and non-Muslims everywhere throughout the world. We are not endorsing what the bombers do, what the suicide bombers do in killing different people in different parts of the world. But this is what we are in now. We are analyzing the situation. This is the situation of the world due to your support for Israel. You are trying to fight terrorism by means which are not effective. Terrorism is not going to be eliminated. You are fighting the consequences and ignoring the cause. The cause is the state of Israel, is the Zionism. Why should we let the whole world be hostage for terror, for hatred, because of the Zionism and the state of Israel? On this day, I would say, and I'm sure all of you agree in your hearts, that Israel is doomed to failure. Israel is doomed to destruction. The sooner it comes, the sooner the world would see the face of peace and justice. And we are all here for the cause of justice, for the cause of peace, and I'm sure any good-witted person in the world would understand that to support peace and justice, they have to fight Zionism in Israel. I don't want to keep you more under this rain. May God thank all of you. And I would like to thank, on behalf of the organizers of this march, every one of you, especially on behalf of Ayatollah Araki, the representative of Ayatollah Khamenei in London. And I hope you have a nice fast until the end of today and until the end of Ramadan. And inshallah, God gives all of you good presents on Eid al-Fitr. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.